Okay, now Rebecca, we're talking about working in a kitchen. I was a waiter, and when I would help out in the kitchen, I was always afraid of the big knives and the fires and the burns and stuff. So can you talk a little bit about safety and maybe about some injuries that you've had working in the kitchen?
Yeah, that's really important, actually. First, there's the uniform. You have to cover as much of your skin as you can to avoid burns. And if you have a special chef jacket, it must be all cotton. So if it gets something hot on it, it will still be safe. And it can be quickly taken off. So if you spill something very hot on your clothes, you actually remove the top layer and then you have something underneath. So you can avoid the hot thing on your skin.
Well, have you ever been burned? And like when you're burned, like what do you do to your skin to make the burn go away?
Yeah, I've only ever had one bad burn. It was from pork fat, and I burnt my arm. I had a horrible blister afterwards, but you have to be careful not to touch the burn or break it. You should, of course, put it immediately under cold water. And then afterwards, I use vitamin E oil, and that was really good, actually. I don't have a scar because I used that, and the skin healed really well.
What about cuts? I imagine you must have a million cuts from all those big sharp knives. What do you do for that?
Actually, I've never, never cut myself. Never,
Whoa.
never, no. Because they teach you when you learn how to chop, a way to keep all your fingers out from under the knife, and you always have the knife in contact with your hand. So you don't need to look at it when you cut. You can feel where the knife is. And no, I've never cut myself.
That's pretty impressive. Wow. Okay, the last thing, I guess the only danger I would see in the kitchen is just slipping and falling. The floor is always wet and greasy or whatever. What do you do about that?
You wear really, really heavy boots. I had a huge pair of boots. And of course, we clean the floors really carefully at the end of every shift to remove as much grease as possible. And we use non-slip mats, so that helps.
Cool. Well, thanks for the safety tips, Rebecca. Thanks.